This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidina wa Nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi al-ma'in. A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. يا أيها الذين آمنوا لا تلهكم أموالكم ولا أولادكم عن ذكر الله ومن يفعل ذلك فأولئك هم الخاسرون وأنفقوا مما رزقناكم من قبل أن يأتي أحدكم الموت فيقول رب لولا أخرتني إلى أجل قريب فأصدق وأكن من الصالحين ولن يؤخر الله نفسا إذا جاء أجلها والله خبير بما تعملون صدق الله العظيم. My dear respected brothers and sisters, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. My brothers and sisters, I just want to say a part to you first, and I want you to follow me through with this. And as I say this, just concentrate on the words that I'm actually saying, what I'm actually saying, and realize what it is that I'm trying to convey to yourselves. So I didn't really realize that it would happen to me like this. And I didn't realize that it would be so sudden. And I didn't think it would be like this. And I didn't think that my dreams would be over so soon. And I didn't think that it was myself that was the one to leave. And I just couldn't believe it. That so sudden, so quick, at a time when I wasn't really prepared, when I was in the time of wanting to enjoy the rest of whatever I wanted to do. And all of a sudden, it just took me by surprise. And I stood there with my heart in my mouth. And I looked it into the eye. And as soon as it was on its way, I knew the time had come. And when it came, I woke up. I, the individual inside, woke up. And it wasn't me anymore. My body froze. My whole hands, my feet, they were chilled. I felt like a thunderbolt going through down my spine. And I just looked with mouth wide open. And I thought to myself, this is it. And as I was thinking about that, I thought, what is it that I can do? And as I froze there and I knew that this thing had come straight through the wall and right at me and stood before me just a few yards, and I knew it couldn't be a joke. It was true. But what is it that I could do? And I wanted to scream, but I couldn't, because it was me, not my body anymore. It was me. This body, I realized, was really not mine. And I was within it all this time. And I was the person controlling the body. And I knew that one day this had to happen. But I never knew that it would happen like this. And I wanted to scream, but that's what the body does. But I'm no longer the body. I am the person inside. I've been the person inside. And it all makes sense right now. And I look around at the other people who are in the room, as they're all looking at me and towards me being so shocked. And I realize that all the people who are my own blood relatives, and the very people who I knew all my life, I didn't see more of their bodies than I saw themselves. For now I looked at every family member around me, and I saw that they too have got bodies that are being leased to them. Bodies that have been leased to them. And my body was also a lease. And the lease has now or is about to expire. And I realize that right now, if I say to Allah, "Oh Allah, I really, really, really am sorry. Sorry is too late." For the one who has seen parts of the afterlife, and the one who has been woken up by the arrival of death, that person has got no way of saying sorry to Allah anymore. For tawbah is only accepted, repentance is only accepted before one sees death itself. And as I stood in this room and the pain took over my body, and I've always been a healthy person. I've always eaten my good foods and my nutritious foods. And I've always had my good vegetables and my, you know, I've always stayed away from those things that would corrupt the body. And I've always done exercise, but death sees none of that. It's time. And when it's time, it's time. And I wish right now I could get myself a few more moments, and I really want to do something. And as it starts to walk towards me, and I start to feel the shivers down my body, and my convulsions take place, and I start to shake, and my body shakes, and I'm about to drop onto the ground, as a healthy individual, when the time has come, any excuse is a small excuse for God to take anybody's soul, which is the real self, back to the real world. And I realize at this moment that is all fake around me. And the fake world around me disgusts me. And I look and I see my family members who are around me. And I see each and every one, and I only can feel sorry for them. For what have they done? But that's not what takes over my mind. What takes over my mind in a flash is my entire life. And I look back and I think to myself, what is it that happened to me? For I allowed the gifts of God, the very things Allah gave me as a bounty, and the comforts He put me into, and the wonderful moments I had, those were the very things that made me move away from Allah. They should have brought me closer to Allah, but they took me away from Allah. And I look back and I think to myself, damn, what did I do? And I can see across, right across my life, and I see so many nights that I spent in playing games, on my console games, and my box, and whatever I had, and laughter of my friends. And I did enjoy those moments, but damn, those moments are not going to help me right now. Nor are those friends going to travel with me right now. Nor is any one of them going to be with me right now. And if they were to see what I'm seeing, they would run as fast as a zebra from a lion. Farrat min qaswara. And if I could do it right now, I would run as fast as I could. But I can't. I'm frozen. And this body is frozen. And the moment that I've seen this thing come towards me, I know it's game over. And I think back and I see the many moments that I spent on the couch, in front of the TV, and on the internet, and in my hands the smartphone. And damn the smartphone, damn the smartphone, damn the smartphone. But it was difficult for me to waste time always on the couch. But it was so easy for me to waste time when I've got that thing in my pocket. And I carried it around. And all those texts that I sent, and the emails that I was with, that had nothing to do with my akhirah, nothing to do with my afterlife, nothing to do with Allah and His Messenger, nothing to do with a reminder about who I really am and my destiny on this earth. All of that to me is like dust in the air. On a sunny day, when the rays of the sun come through the window and you see dust flying and dancing in the air, all my moments flash in front of me like the dust in the rays of the sun. They're nothing for me. And I look back and I think, wow, that moment I had when I first met her and I saw her and her beauty took me and I thought I needed to be with her. And the moments I spent after that, trawling through precious time to try and just get a glimpse of her, to try and take a photo of her, to try and speak to her. And then finally, after a long period, we did get together. But the days I spent with her, those days without nikah, without marriage, today is me in trial. I am to be summoned in front of the King of Kings. I am about to travel to a court nobody can escape. I am about to go in front of angels that took every single thing down. And now it makes sense. All the relatives I see on their shoulders, on the right shoulder is an angel and the left shoulder is an angel. And as I grasp my last moments, I see anything they are saying. And they're calling me by my name. And those angels are writing every act they're doing and everything they are saying. And I see my two own angels wrapping up their books. For this is my last moment that I've got. And it makes sense to me right now that everything of this world that I've seen is nothing but will turn to dust, pure dust, as it will be taken to the ground. That lovely, lovely room that I can see, and the hundreds of pounds that I've spent decorating this room. What decoration? Damn it. I should have been, while decorating, remembering Allah. And it is only those things that I take with me of Allah and His Messenger and what they told me to do that will be with me right now. And I regret the moments that I've spent arguing because I wanted to prove myself to be better. And I regret those moments that I spent trying to show and impress my friends. And I regret those moments that I spent on the earth where I wanted to be seen by others as someone who's got authority and clout. And all I did that because of this body. And damn this body, because this body is not even mine. And I spend so much time of my life for this body. And all of that is going to come back to me right now. And I'm thinking right now, What is it that's going to travel with me? For my bank right now, with the few good thousands of pounds that I put, it's not mine. It was never meant to be mine. And the clothes on my body, which I wore, and my wardrobe in front of me, all of that is going to be taken by others after me. And death comes walking towards me, and it reaches to me. Who am I? I am the real person. I am the soul. I thought I had a soul, but I was wrong. I was the soul, and I had a body. And as it takes me, and I feel the coldness of my own body, and I come out of this body, and I see hundreds and hundreds of angels all around, and I see a complete different world. I no longer see buildings. These buildings are there, but they mean nothing to me. What I see is I see actions of people. I see people, when they do good, it changes into a thing which will see them in the afterlife. As I'm being lifted from my body, and I'm going and I'm being elevated towards another world, my real world, my real home, I say to myself, I forgot. I forgot the moment that the angels had brought me just yesterday. They came with me to my mother's womb. My mother's womb. And I remember the moment so clearly. How could I forget? When they took me from the station of all of the souls, and they brought me into my mother's womb, and into that little fetus of this body that I have now expired. I was blown into it by an angel, and I became like air that fills the vacuum of a balloon. That's all I was in this body. I was that air. I was that soul. And that was me. And I remember the moments I spent in the womb. And all I knew was Allah. All I knew was Allah. All I knew was Allah. And Allah fed me. And Allah did give me a wonderful time in my mother's womb. No matter where my mother went, no matter how she was, whether she was standing or sitting or lying or reclining, I was always perfectly fine in that womb. And I should have realized that in itself was a miracle. How could I survive in there without actually having any oxygen of myself, or without having any real food? It was all supplied to me right inside my body through my belly button. I was provided that. And how much of a fool could I be? That when I came on this earth, I first remembered. I cried and I heard the adhan. And when I heard the adhan, it was just like yesterday. It was Allah's words. And when Allahu Akbar was said to me, I calmed down, realizing that, you know, everything is all right. I'm in this real world, this new world. This was a new world for me. Everything was different. And I got so used to the world that I forgot my home. My real home, I forgot about it. I got used to the heat of this world, to the light of this world. I got used to the humans of this world. I got into the competition of this world. I started to have education, and Allah taught me. And as I grew up, Allah gave me strength. And that very strength today was the one that has been the greatest enemy of mine. For my own body's strength, my intelligence strength, my money's strength, my financial strength, all of it started to move me away from Allah. And this is it now. And as I'm elevated from the body, and as I go up, it all makes sense. Everything that the Prophet said, everything they said was true. And now I leave the body. And as my body collapses onto the ground, they think that I've just had a heart attack. But you guys that are listening, I'm telling you that a heart attack is only an excuse for God. He can burst a vein in your body. He can turn a cell around. He can make you stop breathing. He can break your spine at an instance of a second. And for my excuse, it was a heart attack. And some go because their cells die in their body. And others go because they have got tumors in their body. And others go because their lung has collapsed. And others go because their livers have failed them. But all of this is just excuse for God to take you back to the real world. And each and every one of us has to go, but now I have to face my challenge. And what is that? That I've been just taken out of this body. And my family fall onto the body. And they check the pulse. And I think, what's the use of checking my pulse? I'm not even there. I'm not there. And they find no pulse. And tears flow from their eyes. And they start to cry. My own brothers and sisters and parents and others around me, I was a young person and I didn't realize it would be so sudden. I thought I had another 30, 40 years of life. But I never knew that all of a sudden, just because of a rare problem in my body, which God put in my body, that the heart suddenly collapsed and nobody saw it coming. And now I'm out of the body and I'm being told to go back to the body, for I will reach my destiny. I come back to my body and now I'm inside, and all I hear is crying, and all I see is people coming to visit my dead body. And they take my body and I can still feel it, but I can't move it anymore. And they put my arms together to my sides and they put a sheet over my body, and I can see everything. They've got a sheet on my body and it's all over my face, but I can see right through it. I can see through buildings. I can see through ceilings. I can see through humans, because I'm a soul and I was always a soul. And all death was a transformation of me going from one world to another. I never died. There's no such thing as death. I only transformed from one world to another. And that's what death was. That's all it was. And now I breathe a different breathing. My body's not breathing, but my soul knows only Allah, 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 Allah. Just before I came to my mother's womb, all I knew was Allah, 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 Allah. And right now I'm a soul again. All I know is Allah, Allah, Allah. But guess what? Right now those Allahs, those La ilaha illallahs, those Alhamdulillahs, those Allahu Akbars, they can't do anything, because the angels have gone from my side. They don't write any more deeds for me, for I am now pronounced on the earth dead and in the skies alive. I have been revived. I am alive. But they think I'm dead. And as they put a cloth over my face, and they start to straighten my body, they take my clothes off and they have me completely stripped down, and they've got a cloth over my body to hide my naked body. And then after that, I can only see people walking in and crying and crying, and they're talking how I went, and they're talking about my youth, and they're talking about my small life that I had on this earth, and they're saying how beautiful I was, and they're saying how wonderful I was. And I can hear it all day, but you know what? It doesn't matter. What matters is what's going with me. None of these people are going to go with me. All these people crying over my dead body don't realize that I am alive. And I wish I could speak to them. And I wish I could tell them, wake up, fools. Wake up. Stop dreaming. For I was dreaming a moment ago and now I'm awake. But they can't listen to me. I can scream as loud as I want. Only the angels can hear me. And as they take my body from where it is and they lift my body, they take me straight to the masjid. And when they take me, every moment or every time the tire is going over a bump, I have flash memories of my own life. And as I'm going and the windows beside me have got the trees that go past it, and I can see the buildings go past it, I think, what a deceiving and deluding world. And as I'm going past, I see people wanting to get the best cars, but I see cars as metal now. They're only metal. They're going to return to the earth. And I see people wanting to get big buildings. And I think, what crazy people. What will you do? You can't even live into that. And one day that's going to become dust. All I see is dust, dust. All the humans I see, they're all dust around me. One day they're going to become dust as well. And as they take me into the morgue and they take me inside, they start to wash my body. And they wash me all over. My eyes are closed. Eyelids are closed, but I am fully wide-eyed, open and awake. And I hear them. And I hear them. The comments they make about me. And they tell me to, they want to lift my head. And they want to put my back up. And they put me back down. And I'm still inside here. I just can't move this body. But I hear every single sound. And I think, what was that all about? I spent a lifetime looking after my body. I used to groom my body. And this body is a waste. This is a waste for me today. It's a waste. What did I do? What did I do? And these nails that I've got. And the feet that I've got, and the toenails that I've got, that's it. It's all cold. It's becoming hard. And my body already, within 3 minutes of death, my brain died. Oxygen was deprived from here and it died. And within another few minutes already, gases are now coming up in my body. And that's what makes me smell foul. And they're washing my body. If they keep me alive for longer, they will smell such a smell that they will not be able to bear me anymore. That's what it was. Was that my body? Was that it? Was that it? And as they wash me, they move me up so that if there's anything in my bowels, it comes out, and anything inside me comes out, and it comes out, and they wash it away. And what I'm thinking right now is, forget this. What is to be of tomorrow? So they lift me, put me on another tray, and they dry me, and then they put their cloths over me, 3 pieces, one around my navel, around my waist, another one around my shoulders, another one all the way around. And then they tie the two ends. And they think I can't see them. And they think I can't hear them. But I can see everything and I can hear everything. And then they take me to the masjid, into the main hall. And as the imam starts to get ready, all that's going in my head is, which salah did I miss? Which salah did I miss? Oh my Allah! Oh my Allah, but now it's of no avail. I had such a comfortable mattress. Because of that, I missed my Fajr prayers. And because of my work, I delayed my Asr prayers regularly. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, but I can't do anything right now. And because of my smartphone, I was lazy on the couch and I delayed Isha. And sometimes I prayed it and sometimes I missed it. And because of my WhatsApp and because of all these other things that's going around me on technology, I had little time for the Quran. Where's the Quran? Where's the Quran? If only I could read the Quran, but nothing would be of any avail. And the smiles, when did I smile? How many times did I smile? How many times was I good to someone? Oh, that's a very good memory. I was good to them. Yes, yes, I gave them gifts. Yes. Well, at least that should come with me. Oh my Allah. What about the moments that I was horrible and I was cruel and I raised my voice and I started to shout unnecessarily and I was horrible to those people? What about the moments when I was there and I just wanted their attention and I wasn't thinking of Allah? Ya Allah, what will happen to me? And these thoughts will be of no avail. What's going to go with me is the main question. And as the imam has said his salam, and he gets up and gets the congregation ready, and they're about to read my janaza prayer, all I can think of is, I hope this prayer is the one that forgives me. And I look around to see how many people have come to my janaza prayer. And as they finish my janaza prayer, they take my body, they uncover my face, and everyone turns around, and I can see them one by one rotating and looking at my face, and they have got tuts in their mouths and they say, Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. And my closest kin, they get hugs and they cry and they miss me. But you know what? I wish I could wake them up. I'm not bothered about their tears. I'm not bothered about them right now, about their missing me. I'm bothered about their future. I want to warn them the way death came to me. I wish I could warn them, but it's too late. And they carry me on the trolley all the way across the carpet into the hearse. And once they put me into the hearse, the door closes and that's it. You know what? I'm not even going to see the greenness anymore. I'm not going to see the blue sky anymore. I'm not even going to see cars anymore. You know, all my life I died to try and get good cars. All my life I wanted to have good shoes and good clothes. And all my life I wanted to have big buildings. You know what? You know what? Right now, I'm going to be the same as every single soul. I only get 3.5 feet on one way. I only get so many feet the other way. And that's it. That's it. And as they take me and they take me out of the coffin. And right now they're at the graveyard. And they're there. I'm on their shoulders and I'm thinking to myself, no, no, no. Is that it? Is that the last time I see the blue sky? And the last time that I feel the oxygen of this earth? But you know what? I have to go. And as they lower me, because my body is decomposing, they lower me. I can see the walls of my own grave towering above me. And they put me onto the surface of the grave. And once they put it there, the greatest tears now come to my own kin's eyes. And they cry. And a couple of them, they crawl out of the grave. And then they say, Minha khalaqnakum. وَفِيهَا نُعِيدُكُمْ وَمِنْهَا نُخْرِجُكُمْ تَارَةً أُخْرَى. And I'm thinking, it's me now in the grave. How many graveyards I went to. And I did that to others. While I still didn't take the heed from the graveyard. How many lessons I could have taken from all the graveyards. But I didn't do that. All I've been reduced to now is a grave myself. And they drop the first soil. And the next bit, and the next bit, and the next bit. And as they drop it and drop it and drop it, it's getting darker and darker and darker and darker. And all I can think of is, this eye, these eyes of mine, the sockets have dropped. They've dropped into the sockets. And I'm thinking, what did I see with these least eyes? What did I do with these least ears? What did I do with these least hands? And the least feet. What did I do with what Allah gave me for a few moments on this earth? And this earth, it stinks. Everything on it, I wish I never ran for it. I wish I never chased it. Because today, those very eyes have dropped into their sockets. And I, the Ruh, the soul, have to answer how I used those eyes. What did I see? Ya Allah, those things I saw, I wish you have forgot. I wish you have forgiven me for it. And left it away because I don't want to face you. I don't want to face you anymore. With these eyes that I've used, these very eyes in this body that's about to rot, and I saw those things. Ya Allah, this tongue in my own mouth, and the things that I said, and the moments I spent, oh, how many times of dhikr did I do? How many times? Let me quickly flash. I'm so lucky. I did dhikr there and there and that night and that day and that moment and here, and I listened to a few lectures and that. Yes. Is there any more? How many dhikrs do I have? How much do I have? How many moments do I really think about Allah? How many times did I attend salah? How many times did I, was I good? How many times did I fast? Where are these? Where are they? I worry about the moments that I didn't do dhikr of Allah. And all those moments went to waste, and I should have taken heed. It was the most simplest thing I could do with the most reward today. All I needed to do is, as I'm going through the dunya, through my things, all I needed to do is keep my tongue busy. But did I do that? I've got huge regrets in me. And as they fill the soil up, all I can think of is their footsteps above the ground. They're going to leave me right now. They're going to walk away. And guess what? I can hear their footsteps. And they cry. and they make a last dua. And as they're making their footsteps away, I know before the last person takes the 40th step away from my grave, then the two angels are going to come and ask me those questions. And I need to think, what is it that I've got to say to them at this moment? What is it that I can say? Ya Allah, Ya Allah, Ya Allah, Ya Allah, Ya Allah. It's so dark. Ya Allah, Ya Allah. But guess what? Allah, Allah, Allah. If only He has mercy. I see no one. I don't see my friends anymore. Those friends, we laughed. But they're going to go to their graves and I'm in mine. Those friends that tweeted me, they're gone. And they'll carry on tweeting above about my death, and they'll say things, good things about me, but that's it. They'll move on in life. Within a few months, they'll find better friends. Within a few weeks, they'll replace me, and I'm already gone, but my memories will be replaced. And my next of kin, what are they going towards? They're going towards my bank, towards my monies, towards my wardrobe, towards the things that I owned, but I didn't own them. I realize that right now. Allah leased me my life. He leased me my body. He leased me my clothes. He leased me my property. He leased me the roof over my head. It wasn't even mine. And such a fool I was, thinking that this wouldn't happen to me. I wish I could go back. And the only thing on my mouth is, Rabbir Ji'un, Rabbir, oh Lord, please, let me wake up from this dream. Please, let me wake up from this. Let me go back. Oh Allah, I will show you. You give me a moment and I'll show you how I can spend all of it. And these are my words. They're in the Quran. I read this, but I never took heed. In Surah Munafiqun, Surah number 63. And Allah Azza wa Jal said in the Quran, يا أيها الذين آمنوا لا تلهكم أموالكم ولا أولادكم عن ذكر الله. O you who believe, do not let the things that you are attracted to, the things that you are inclined towards in this world, don't let those things make you go away from the dhikr and the remembrance of Allah. O you who believe, don't let your children in particular take you away from the dhikr and from the remembrance of Allah. وَمَنْ يَفْعَلْ ذَٰلِكَ فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْخَاسِرُونَ. And those of you that will do that and will be heedless of my remembrance, then they will be the losers in the end. وَأَنْفِقُوا مِمَّا رَزَقَنَاكُمْ. Give away and make channels for all the things that I've given to you. All the gifts I've bestowed on you, give them away. Your time, spend it on others for my sake. Your money, spend it on others for my sake. Your health, or whatever it is that you can strive for, spend it on others for my sake. And if you do that, you'll have something here. مِنْ قَبْلِ أَنْ يَأْتِيَ أَحَدَكُمُ الْمَوْتِ. Before a day comes when death arrives to you. فَيَقُولْ. And you will say, and these are my words that I'm saying right now. Allah said it in the Holy Quran, and I should have taken heed. فَيَقُولَ رَبِّ لَوْلَا أَخَّرْتَنِي إِلَىٰ أَجَلٍ قَرِيبٍ. Lest one of you gets to the time of death and says to me, O my Lord, O my provider, who provided me all of these gifts, who provided me youth, who provided me beauty, who provided me intelligence, who provided me education, who provided me friendship, who provided me money, who provided me status, who provided me with the links I have, who provided me leadership, who provided me with this, with everything that I have on this earth. Oh my Lord, my provider, لولا أخرتني إلى أجل قريب. Had you only decided after showing me death that I've got a little bit of an extension, just give me a few more moments. فَأَصَّدَّقَ I will show you, O Allah, I will sacrifice everything for you. My property is sadaqah, my bank, whole of it is sadaqah, my money is sadaqah, my clothes are sadaqah, my whole life will be sadaqah. I will give everything I own in this world away. And for me, وَأَكُمْ مِنَ الصَّالِحِينَ And I will show you how much of a pious person I can be. Oh Allah, just do this for a moment and I will prove to you how different I can be. And Allah says this in the Quran. وَلَنْ يُؤَخِّرَ اللَّهُ نَفْسًا إِذَا جَاءَ أَجَلُهَا And when the moment arrives for anyone's death, Allah will not delay it by a single moment. وَاللَّهُ خَبِيرٌ بِمَا تَعْمَلُونَ And Allah is well aware of the actions that you are performing, well aware of the actions that you have done. Oh my God, if I had taken heed, but it's dark, and that's it. I'll never see my mom and dad again until the day of judgment. But I don't want to know them anymore. I want to know if I've made it. I want to know if I've done the right thing. And all I see is regret over the moments I wasted. And if I could go back there, I would throw away that technology. If I would go back there, I would stick to a timetable. If I would go back there, I would change my life. If I went back there, I would say to my friends, You choose for me. To be happy in the grave or sad in the grave. What do you want me to do? And they'll say that they want me to be happy. And I will turn around to them. And I would say to them, then let us spend some time for Allah. I would say that to my friends. I wouldn't care. I wouldn't care who would boast around me and say that I'm being a wimp at this moment. I wouldn't care. And all those moments I spend trying to get attention, I would think, forget it. What attention? We're all equal in the next world. We're all to be reduced to dust and to a grave that is so dark and cold. And now, as they've taken the 37th step and the 38th step and the 39th step, I know now I can see two lights that come towards me. And it's them. Nakir, Munkar. They've come. They're coming. I can see the light. The 40th step has gone. And the afternoon, the one who looks after the graveyard has to close the gates. And my family can no longer stay. Where are they off to? They're off to distribute everything that I had. And all the land that I had abroad, it's all theirs. And they're going to take it. But you know what? I don't even care. I don't care. All I care about is me. I care about myself now. And I did other things for others. And what did I do? Well, the moments that were spent without anything in the Sharia, they were a waste. Yes, I get reward for buying food for my family. And I will get that reward. I get reward for working. Yes, I earned a livelihood for my family because it was something I needed to feed them with. Yes, I got reward for that. But these are not the great rewards I'm looking for. One subhanallah today. One alhamdulillah. If I could do one more, you know what? You just send me back. And I will sit there all day. And I will just say, Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, La ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar. I will sit there all day. And I will try to read the Quran. And if I can't read it all day, I will try and read it as much as I can. And I'll be up and down, using my tongue, just remembering Allah. And I wouldn't care about anyone. Because you know what? None of them will come for my help today. No one exists today. The only one exists is me and Allah. And that's it. That's it. That's all it's reduced down to. And Allah did say that I would come alone. But I never knew it was like this. While they going to come tomorrow, you know what? After two generations, nobody's even going to come and care for my grave. After my grandchildren just about see me, that's it. Two generations and that's it. The third generation won't even know my name. And I'll be here for a good few hundred years. And what did I do for 60 years or 40 years? What did I do for 30 years? What did I do? I was out there and I was trying to get the best of this world. And Allah all along said that this world is a delusion. And I didn't wake up. My body heard it. My ears heard it. But I didn't wake up. And I wish I had that moment. I wish I had that moment. And as that light comes towards me, and I hear, and I wake up in my bed, the alarm is going off. I'm in my room. I'm really here. Sweating all over. Sweating. My pillow's wet. And I get up. And I think, I'm here. I'm still in this world. I'm here. I've just had an experience like no other. And I never knew it was going to be that vivid. Let me get up. Let me move. Ya Allah. La ilaha illallah. La ilaha illallah. La ilaha illallah. I'm going for wudu. I'm going to go to the masjid. I'm going for wudu. I'm going to read my fajr. I'm going to change my life today. I'm going to be a different person today. You know what? I am going to now use my smartphone as I should do. And I'm going to cage it. And it's going to have its own time. I'm not going to get bothered by it. And my friends, I'm going to tell them about this dream. And I'm going to tell them, you know what? You guys, just get on. Man, I can't believe this has happened. I cannot believe. Once I tell my family members, I will tell them how real it was that I just suddenly had... I was there. I was gone. I felt everything. And today, I've got my life back. Ya Allah, the first thing I will do is 2 rakat tawbah to you. And I'm going to return back to you. And here I am. Allahu Akbar. And tears are flowing through my... just down my face. Tears. I'm lucky to be alive. And who cares about those argues? And who cares about stress? And who cares about me trying to do extra hours? I don't care. I know what it is to die. And I'm going to go to that sujood today. And from the bottom of my heart, I'm going to say, Subhana Rabbiyal A'la. Subhana Rabbiyal A'la. Who wants to stay there for 3 Subhana Rabbiyal A'las? Today, 7, no, 9, no, 11. I'm going to say it, and every moment of that salah I'm going to enjoy. And guess what? I want to make up with all those people I wanted to make up with. And all those people I was horrible to, I'm going to say sorry to them. I want to really, from the bottom of my heart, I'm going to say sorry to them. Because I know what it is that I just saw death in my face. I went to my grave, and those lights came. I never realized that it was daylight. And it was the dawn break that was going to wake me up. And I didn't realize that. But today I'm so lucky, and I'm going to change my whole life. My whole life is going to change. And even when I'm sitting at the dinner table, I'm going to do dhikr. Because I knew that was the most precious thing, the most easiest thing you can do. And every day I'm going to have Quran, and every day I'm never going to miss my prayers. I'm never going to delay my prayers. I'm never going to be bad to anyone. I'm never going to miss any of that. And I'm going to do my best to go to sleep early, wake up early, and do my tahajjud in the night. Because I saw in the akhirah that was worth a lot of money. There are a lot of money, man. You call it money in this world. I'm telling you right now, that's the akhirah's money. That's the money of the akhirah. And we need it. And wake up. And return with me to Allah Azza wa Jal. And change your whole life. And forget about the fame. And forget about everything else. Everyone tells you, whatever they tell you is nothing. It's worth nothing. I only see dust. I see dust. I see papers of certificates of land. And I think it's dust. And I see lands and people are fighting over it. I see dust. I see people trying to go for the next property. I see dust. Yes, I do want to earn this world. But I'm going to be careful right now. I'm going to be a wise man. I'm just going to earn as much as I need and my family needs. And that's me done, brother. Brother, that's me done. I want to spend the rest of my life as much as I can for my real world. Because I am on least time. And this body of mine is least. And I don't own it. I will never have it. It's nothing. Yes, I'm going to groom it as I used to do. But I'm not going to forget that it's just fake. It's fake. It's a shell. It's going to decompose. And I felt those maggots inside the grave. And you know what, man? You know what? I'm not going to be fooled again. Not going to be fooled again with the people around me and trying to deceive me and take me away from this. I'm not going to be fooled with the movies that come out and all those things that try to distract people. I'm not going to be fooled anymore. I know my Allah. And that is the only one that matters to me right now. Because all of you family members and friends and everyone I've known, you will not travel with me, nor will I travel with you. And that's my thing, that I've returned to Allah, and I'm asking you to return to Allah. Jazakumullah khair. Wa akhir da'wana alhamdulillah rabbil alamin.